Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell. Der Preis ist wo-o und immer lo-o. Idealo, lo-o, lo-o. Idealo, lo-o. Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the man from Uncle Dick Hitswater and Hitler's toilet seat. All that's coming up right after this.
Millions of viewers tune in to see Howie Mandel offer up tons of cash to contestants on the hit game show, Deal or No Deal. Guess who's got his own new game show?
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Howie Mandel is asking attractive girls to open suitcases. I'm asking attractive women to open their blouses. America, this is your old pal Bob inviting you to get in front of the boob tube and get an eyeful of my new show, Real or Not Real. Let's meet our first contestant. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm Dick. Dick Girth.
Okay, Dick, we'd like you to meet your first challenge, Amanda.
Hi, Dick.
Hi.
Now, for $100, are Amanda's breasts real or not real?
Gia, Bob, you know, I just can't tell with that blouse on.
Uh-oh, Dick, you know what that is.
Is it the banker?
Wrong show, Dick. That's not the banker. It's the Yanker. He's up in his darkened isolation booth, leering down on us right now. We don't know much about him, except that he goes through a lot of Kleenex up there. We figure he must have allergies or something. Hello, Yanker. Okay. Wow, Dick, the Yanker says he'll make Amanda take off her blouse, but he'll have to lower the prize money to $95.
Woo, sounds like a bargain to me, Bob.
All right, Amanda, you heard the man. Free those puppies.
Awesome.
Wow. Dick, we need an answer. Real or not real?
Gee, Bob, you know, it's tough to tell without feeling them.
Sorry, Dick, we're not licensed for that. Would it help if we turn the air conditioning up?
Nah, I think I'm going to take a shot, Bob. Those babies are just too perfect. Bob, I'd have to say those are not real.
Amanda?
He's right, Bob. These are totally fake. My boyfriend got them for me last Christmas.
Awesome.
Well, there it is, and there they are, America. Deal or No Deal are staring at suitcases. We're going to watch Amanda jump up and down for a while.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
This is your old pal, Bob, reminding you to tune in again next week when we'll ask...
Real or not real?
Hey! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch Bob Kavoyan's new hit reality game show, Real or Not Real? Followed by an all-new episode of Dancing with the Whores. Only from Bob and Tom Television.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah. Nice sweater.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone's highly critical today.
Don't you think Chrissy looks like the girl from Uncle? I thought it looks like from here, the way you're sitting.
The girl from Uncle?
And back, Stephanie Powers, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
She looks like she has a green cardigan on with a black turtleneck.
Okay.
You don't, Christy?
No.
It's
I have on a green sweatshirt with a Wow, yeah.
You look very nice, Chris.
Well, thank you.
You do.
A little music from our friends, The Late Show. Great stuff.
I've loved never that started a
jangly guitar.
Never started the show on time. a little smiler for you there.
Yeah, they used to open for Guns N' Roses, and then everyone would be late. No, we have a lot to get to, including coming up. We have
Hitler's toilet.
Yes,
we all know.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait a minute. No, just the seat, right?
Well, right.
There's a girl from Uncle. This is the man from Uncle. I don't know about the girl from Uncle theme. They were both on it on NBC at one point at the same time.
Oh, great.
Whoa. I really liked that show as a kid.
I want to say Noel Harrison.
Yes.
Stephanie Powers.
They made a movie not too long ago, and it's very underrated. It's funny and action-packed, and I liked it a lot.
Is Armie Hammer in that?
Yes, he is.
The Man from Uncle?
Yeah. It's really good.
Never mind.
Leo G. Carroll?
Oh, yeah. The great theme song, though.
Willie and I are doing our own show.
Flute.
Great theme song. There's a flute.
Oh, you can't beat the flute in the theme
just
song.
Said.
Oh, laugh. Start dancing. Laugh. Those of you that don't appreciate real instruments, we could have had some rapper and a synth stealing other people's songs,
some
but
rap
no.
Artist.
He didn't say great intro. There are flutes. He just said great intro. Dash.
Flute.
You don't appreciate a decent flautist?
I certainly do.
Are you going to say embouchure next? Is that what you're going to say?
I did not say embouchure.
I thought he was going to say aqualung. I thought that's where
it works in moon dance a little
bit. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Do you know what an embouchure is, Christian?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, it's the way you position your mouth to play certain
going.
Instruments.
Keep talking.
Oh, baby.
The way you position.
Hey, about that skin flute, right, fellas?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy, the old bonophone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, hey, we've got a stupid world record, kids. Let's do this so I can check out mentally.
Stupid world record.
Train wreck.
David Rush.
Wait a minute. I heard the phone ring.
Oh,
did I? Oh, my God, you're right. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitswater sitting in for Joaquin Taco. And this is a special pre-Super Bowl edition of Some Other News.
He must be on Univision with Joaquin Taco.
There you go. Hey, here are a few Dick Hitswater Super Bowl predictions and fun facts.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Coming soon in Tampa, Sunday, that's when it'll be, 22,000 fans will be, 22, funny how Sunday looks like soon sometimes when you're drinking.
Uh-huh.
22,000 fans will be attending the game, which is exactly the same number of jackasses predicting the score on the CBS pregame show.
It's a crowded show, you see.
Another prediction with a lower attendance. This will be the first time in Super Bowl history that the host city has no need to import hookers. Local talent should be able to handle the rush. Now, local pimps report that the Tampa hookers will have their hands full that weekend, and probably an orifice or two.
Oh my God.
But they should be able to accommodate the smaller crowd. Concession stands at the game will be offering a special COVID dog for this year's game. Now, the COVID dog is just like a regular Coney dog, only the concession worker sneezes on it before handing it to you. These are fun facts.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
Shockingly, Pepsi and Coke will not have commercials running during the Super Bowl for the first time in years. Meanwhile, for the 35th consecutive year, Fresca and Mr. Pibb will be paying a kid $10 an hour to put coupons on car windshields in the parking lot.
Not as popular, you see.
More predictions for this year's Super Bowl. Musical artist The Weeknd is performing as halftime entertainment. Now, The Weeknd has millions of fans, and when I say Weeknd fans, I mean fans of Saturdays and Sundays.
Now, wait a minute.
Because who the hell knows who The Weeknd is, and why can't anyone in the music business spell anymore? Hey, Weeknd, buy a vowel.
Hey, old man.
Come on now. During the Super Bowl broadcast, commentator Tony Romo will go off script and predict not just the next play of the game, but also predict the 10-day forecast for Tampa and the future of the global economy over the next decade. And hey, and don't forget to do a shot every time Tony Romo says, "Oh no, Jim." You know how he says it. Well, this is Tidbits Fun Facts. Sitting in for Joaquin Taco, and this has been a special pre-Super Bowl edition of Some Other News. Bye-bye, kids.
Bye, Dick. Yeah. Okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Dear idiots.
Oh, hi.
Must be for us.
Been listening to you morons since the mid-90s. I work for a major U.S. airline in Texas for 3 years with the primary contact for our relationship with Malaysian Airlines. Every call, email, meeting with any of those fine leaders of the company, all I could think of was the way Bob and Chick would say,
Malaysia.
Even when I arrived through customs and the officer said, welcome to Malaysia, I tried with all my might not to say Malaysia. Knowing if I did, I'd be brutally sodomized Midnight Express style, which of course...
Did you pre-read this?
Which of course would make Tom happy. Boy, he has been listening.
Yeah.
Well, we started the list, didn't we? Shattered, of course. Shadoobie.
Yeah.
Fish.
Fish.
These are things that we always do over and over and over again.
Said over and over.
Okay.
Oh, I've started doing the "We're on your side" when I'm watching TV. A commercial comes on. I'll do that. It's ruining my sense of humor. I'm taking it into public, you guys.
Okay.
No. Have you ever watched a movie and you thought, "Oh boy, Tom's really going to hate this." I mean, it seeps into your brain instead of this just being a job.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes your life. Where was I?
Stupid world record.
David Rush has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for longest duration juggling on a balance board.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Rush really hard to do.
Managed to stay up on the board.
Apparently not. He lost the record, and now he got it back.
She brings up a good point.
Great point, Krista.
Many people are doing it.
He destroyed the record.
That would explain the word reclaimed.
Yes.
He managed to stay on the board while juggling for a total of 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 56 seconds before falling off and breaking both legs. The juggling wasn't so hard, David said. I juggle for a couple hours at least every week, usually while running. I don't.
Who doesn't?
What a dork.
I don't drop often. And when I'm paying attention, I drop even rarely. Balancing on the rollerboard isn't that hard for me either. I spent a lot of time on a rollerboard. Sure, my legs got super sore and my feet fell asleep, but I can handle the pain.
I'll give you $500,000, David, if you can tell me your wife's middle name.
What color are her eyes?
Once I fell off, my legs were so stiff I had to march in place for a while to keep them from cramping, but then I
had to march in place?
Yeah.
Who talks like that?
He does. He's an MIT graduate. The man's a thinker.
You should use that degree.
He's helping people out.
We don't know that.
Demonstrating the importance of science. Never mind.
I'll stick with Bill Nye.
Not really?
Yeah, who would you rather talk to, David Rush or Bill Nye? Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the science guy.
He's goofy. He's fun.
And it rhymes.
He was on Dr. Oz Monday.
Oh, no kidding.
Thanks, Ace.
I have a question, Ace. Is there any television program you don't watch?
No. Is there any bad television program you don't watch?
You don't like Dr. Oz?
I don't like Dr. Oz? Come on.
Every day.
Isn't he still being sued or something? Right? Wasn't he?
We're not all perfect.
Idea. Didn't he impregnate three of his patients?
Is he a real doctor? Different doctor.
I like Christie's reasoning. We're not all perfect.
Some of us pretend to be doctors. Look, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
He does sleep. He does take a nap every day for 20 minutes, and he puts a pillow between his legs like I do.
Aw.
Someone told me.
I watched Dr. Oz.
See.
And there, we've arrived at a punchline.
Is that sports?
Yes, it is. Wherever you go, Whatever you do, don't forget.
Tom's taking it back to the butt.
Always be a good sport. Christy.
It's in the butt.
Well, that's where we're going. A toilet seat once belonging to Adolf Hitler has gone up for auction. According to live auctioneers, the wooden toilet seat and lid had been removed from Hitler's bathroom at the Berghof by a U.S. military policeman named Regenwald Borch.
Berghof, German for Klapper.
That's the name of the building.
Yeah, the Berghof is a building. Why wooden? That's got to be splintery.
That's what
I would guess.
Toilet seats are often. You've never seen you've gone to a place where they have the old-fashioned wooden toilet seat?
Yeah, my grandparents had one for
really? Mm-hmm. The auction house said the toilet seat, which was set in a shadow box, had been kept in the family's New Jersey basement ever since the end of World War II.
You'd think that'd be in the living room, in the shadow box and everything. Walk in and...
That's a conversation piece.
What's that there? Why do you have a toilet seat and a shadow box hanging on the wall?
Yeah.
next to the picture of the grandkids. it was of course the Führer's.
With a starting bid of $5,000, it is estimated to sell for between $10,000 and $15,000. As of Wednesday morning, February 3rd, there had been no bids on the item. However, it is set to end on Monday. Apparently, the ruins of the Berghof were entered by American MP Regenwald Borch, one of the first Americans on the scene. And according to live auctioneers, a detailed letter of provenance signed by Borch's son. When he arrived on the scene, the soldier was told, "Get what you want."
Yeah.
He saw the toilet seat, removed it.
I take this.
Being asked by another MP holding a chandelier, "What are you doing with the toilet seat?"
Was ist los?
The young MP smartly replied, quote, "Where do you think Hitler put his ass?"
This is where Hitler would take a blitzkrieg.
This whole incident is mentioned in the book Hitler's Mountain, a copy which is going to be sold with the toilet seat.
Ah,
yes. No. It's a study of the Third Reich. Oh. Have you seen the picture? It looks brand new.
Oh. Brand new! He was chomping at the bit to do this.
Hey, look, is there something about this story I do not see?
Oh, okay. Do you hear our responses to me?
That's not me. That's not me.
Oh, God. I'll bet Eva Braun was always bitching about the fact that Hitler left it up.
Of course.
Put the seat down, J.D.
All I know is they need to round up the people who are bidding on this toilet seat.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a look at them.
Wouldn't surprise me if this goes for a lot more than that.
You think they didn't have any bids as of...
Well, I don't know.
Can you be into this?
I'm going to turn it into a cutting board.
No, you're not.
Oh, God. A toilet seat cutting board. Do something about your son, will you?
I had a girlfriend once, and every time we were shopping with her family,
oh, God.
Her dad had a gag that made me laugh every time. He would hold up a toilet seat in the package, and he would look at everybody and go, "You think your mom's picture would look good in this frame?" I couldn't stand it.
I'm taking it.
I'm doing that
for my son.
And the family had heard it so many times that they just would shake their heads and walk away, and I would be screaming.
That is what a great joke.
Wow.
Holy hell.
Now, Hitler was famously a...
Nazi?
That's
bad man?
Dictator?
Artist?
Food-wise.
Foodie?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Oh.
Had one ball?
Hitler only had one ball.
But famously a vegetarian. So between the vegetarianism,
here we go.
The amphetamines and the hate, he probably never had a solid stool.
Well, there's something I can honestly say I've never thought about.
You're at a dinner party, and a guy says, "Why don't you come to my house for dinner?" You go to his house for dinner. And he says, "You want to come down and see my Nazi memorabilia?" What do you do?
You leave.
You leave. Yes.
But there are nutcases out there that collect all this junk.
You say the babysitter just texted me. I got to go.
Yeah. Emergency at home.
We had someone come to the station one time because they wanted, remember this? They wanted what's his name? Ozzy Osbourne's cigarette butts.
Yeah.
What a lunatic.
So someone wants everything out there.
Just an enthusiastic.
We'll see what happens. I guess you do raise a good point. Who would be bidding on this? That's
It's
there's somebody.
It's, put it in a museum somewhere. Yeah, but somebody might be semi interested in looking at it for 10 seconds.
Is there a museum of toilet seats?
Probably.
I hope so. Probably. I don't want to live in a world where there's not a museum of toilet seats.
Hey kids, this COVID thing's up and done. We're gonna. What do you want to do? Disney World or the toilet seat museum?
Yeah, I would think that'd be the first stop on your tour.
No. Come summer. We get the vaccine.
Yeah.
We go to Lambert's for throat rolls.
Yep.
And we go to the Toilet Seat Museum.
You know where the Toilet Seat Museum is.
No, where?
Flushing, New York.
Of course.
There's a lot of New York, isn't there?
I thought you should go over Brownsburg, Texas, or one of the classics. Yes. And by the way, for those that have already tried to write, we know that if you add an S to Adolf Hitler, we skip that joke.
Wait, I don't get it. Why would it be sad all? I don't get that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser